Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where self-care meets soul care, and becoming your best self feels sacred, soft, and deeply personal. Today's episode is one I've been holding close to my heart because I know how deeply it lives in so many of ours. We're talking about something that doesn't always show up in conversations, but often lingers in our hearts quietly. Loneliness. That quiet ache that can follow you into a crowded room, that heaviness that creeps in late at night, that subtle disconnection, not just from other people, but sometimes from yourself. And I want to start with this before anything else. You are not broken for feeling lonely. You are not weak. You are not dramatic. You are human, and I see you. Let's sit together in this honestly, gently, and with so much compassion. If you've ever felt like you're surrounded but so unseen, or deeply craving connection but unsure where to find it, this episode is for you. Let me take you back to a time when loneliness felt like the only companion I had. It was right after a massive chapter closed in my life. I had walked away from my toxic, abusive marriage, one that had absolutely drained me, one I had stayed in out of fear, comfort, or probably both. At first, I felt free, but then the silence came, and not the peaceful kind, the lonely kind. Friends didn't know what to say. My phone stopped ringing. I'd scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone was out brunching, building, thriving, living their life, and I was just trying to make it through the day without crying. I felt so lost and disconnected from everything and everyone. I was living my life on autopilot. I was going through the lowest time in my life, and at that point had no clue how to even start to get out of it. And honestly, I couldn't even think about how to get out of it. I was just kind of in a dazed state. I remember sitting on the floor of my bedroom one night holding a journal that I hadn't written in for weeks. I just stared at the page, thinking, how in the hell did I get here? I had lost most of my friends, or who I thought were friends. I was distant from my family and just felt so unbelievably alone and consumed with the loneliness. But at that moment, what I thought was the bottom, that was actually the beginning of my healing journey and personal growth journey. And at the time, I had no clue how I was about to completely transform as a person and end up living my best life and a happy life. For the first time, sitting on my bedroom floor, so lonely and disconnected, I started asking myself, what do I actually need right now? The answer wasn't always people. It was me. I needed me more than ever. I needed to show up for myself, to learn to love myself, and to learn to believe and trust in myself again. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Let's reframe this. Sometimes loneliness isn't about the absence of others. It's about the absence of you in your own life. You've been giving, showing up, pouring out. But when was the last time you sat with yourself and felt seen? Your loneliness might be saying you've abandoned yourself to stay connected to others. You're craving a deeper, more honest version of your life. You're in a sacred shedding, a season where the old is leaving, but the new hasn't fully arrived yet. It's uncomfortable, I know, but it's also sacred. Because loneliness can be the birthplace of radical self-connection. Now let's talk about how to move through this with some compassion, not shame. Here are 6 powerful things that help me reconnect to myself and feel less alone. 1, create check-in rituals. Every morning or night, ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? Really, how am I feeling? And what do I need today? This isn't about fixing, just noticing. I love being able to track my emotions and feelings every day to start being able to notice them and where they're coming from. Plus, the dopamine boost after checking off a new habit is freaking great too. 2, write letters to yourself. Seriously, write to the version of you that feels unseen. Say everything you wish someone would say to you. Keep them, reread them. Become your own safe space. 3, ground yourself with nervous system resets. Put your hand on your heart and belly. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Exhale for 6. Repeat, I'm safe. I'm here. I'm not alone. Loneliness often lives in the body, so meet it there. 4, reconnect with joy through micro moments. Make your favorite childhood snack. Watch a comfort show. Sit outside and feel the sun on your skin. Joy doesn't have to be big. It just has to be honest. My joy is sitting outside and enjoying the breeze and peace of nature in the country. That's where I find myself journaling the most and also feeling most connected to myself and happy. Enjoy and romanticize the little moments because they really matter so much. 5, reach out in low pressure ways. Text someone. Hey, just wanted to know I'm thinking of you. You don't need to spill everything to feel connected. Just start small. Love can grow from the smallest seeds. 6, join soul-aligned spaces. Sometimes loneliness lingers because you're outgrowing old circles. Find places, like this one, where healing, softness, and realness are celebrated. Join our Glow Up Guide community to have a safe space to heal and grow with other women who just get it. Here's the truth that I want you to carry. You are not the only one who feels this way. This season is not forever. And even in your loneliest moments, you are deeply divinely held. Sometimes life has to go quiet so we can hear our own voice again. So if you're in that space now, let it be gentle. Let it be sacred. Let it be the place where you come home to you. If this episode spoke to something tender inside of you, please share it with a sister who needs to know she's not alone either. Take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, or DM me at Glow Up Guide Collective, and let me know your biggest takeaway or the ritual that you're going to try this week. And if you need some extra support, grab the free Glow Up Guide Starter Kit I left for you in the show notes. It's full of prompts, rituals, and connection tools to help you rebuild your inner world. Until next time, hold yourself gently, stay open, and keep becoming her. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. one step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.